Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All I want to know if you got your popcorn ready.
On three. One, two, three.
This is Wichita's Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis on Sports Radio KFH. 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
All right, rolling in now, we're number two. A lot of conversation about the situation at Ohio State as it comes to a conclusion, at least for now. Three-game suspension for Urban Meyer, but a release of a very potentially damning or potentially altering 23-page report that probably keeps this story afloat and probably gives maybe gives it even a little bit more wind in the sails. If you believe Kyle Rowland, who joined us earlier from the Toledo Blade, seems reasonable to me to reach that conclusion that this may not be over. In fact, in his words, perhaps far from over. We're moving on now. Yep. As we get into what's on tap coming up for hour number two here on a very busy Thursday edition of Sports Daily.
What's on tap is brought to you, as always, by Side Pockets, where the Thursday lunch special is a crispy chicken strips basket served with fries for only $5.95. Today. What's on tap a little later on in the show? Courses on this day in sports history brought to you by Superior Rents, 21st and Ridge, your rental equipment headquarters. Kobe Bryant celebrating a birthday today, so I'll give you a little tease what's coming up next on this day. The Royals fall 6-3 to the Rays at the Trop. One more loss or one more Indians win, and the Royals will officially be eliminated from postseason contention.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. So it's not over yet. Although last night, last night, after two outs and nobody on in the top of the ninth in a 6-3 game, Rosel Herrera singled. Ryan O'Hearn reached on an infield single, which would have brought the tying run to the plate, and Hunter Dozier, who homered earlier in the game. But after Herrera went to second on fielder's indifference, tried to score on that infield hit and was thrown out at the plate without sliding.
One of
the most Royals endings this season.
The without sliding, that bugs you.
Didn't slide and got tagged out on an infield single. The shortstop dove. I guess I assume that Herrera thought it got into center field, which is a terrible assumption by him. His run didn't mean a thing. And Dozier wasn't allowed to come to the plate. By the way, Dozier struck out two more times, which I've been critical of him, but he also hit a home run. And after giving it some further thought and following show contributor Jeffrey Flanagan on Twitter, who covers that team for MLB.com, Moose got sent down in 2014, we need to remember.
Mm-hmm.
Cain hit .251 with four home runs in 2013. And in Eric Hosmer's second full season, he hit .232. So for all those young guys that we're kind of getting impatient about, although I've kind of let Mondesi marinate a little bit, you know, and I compared the numbers to Dozier for a complete season, and it's ugly, but this still is his first season in the big leagues. So I guess my biggest thing would be, all right, let's take our lumps with these guys that we think may be part of our future, but get these other guys the hell out of the lineup or the regular rotation. Like Jason Hamill had to throw two innings last night, really?
Yeah.
You know, and things like that, that I've beat that drum for quite a while, but I'll continue to do so and in the hopes that Ned really lets the young guys play and not Lucas Duda to get four
plate appearances. At least in September, huh?
Well, at the very least in September, but
I mean,
what's the difference?
At least in September. What is the difference?
Anyway.
Who cares at this point? I don't care. I don't care if they lose 97 or 107 or 113. It doesn't matter at this point.
No, it matters who is playing the games
who's,
and getting
who's
the
playing?
Getting the ABs, getting the innings.
They're looking for a jump on February now. That's all this is about now, right?
Yeah.
Shouldn't be anything else. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
What else could it possibly be other than getting ready for next year?
Series in the road trip concludes tonight on the air at 6 o'clock again. First pitch at 6:10. Royals got beat last night 6-3 with that beginner-slash-turn-it-over-to-the-bullpen thing again. Ryan Stanek only went a couple innings, and then a middle reliever just chewed up and spit out the Royals for about five innings. So it worked again for him. So the final game of the series is tonight. And they'll try to salvage that final game. By the way, some Rockies news. Did you see that the Colorado called up Matt Holliday?
Yep.
Got the band back together one last time.
Yeah, I don't think it's a bad move. He has said all the right things about what he's trying to accomplish here. Just wants to be a piece of the puzzle. And gives him a bat off the bench to pinch hit. They've got pretty good guys now from the left and the right side to pinch hit. So it's interesting. But to have the confidence in him at this point to bring him in, I think is pretty interesting. I mean, what is he, 39 years old, I think, now, right? I mean,
I think
it's something like
37, I thought I saw somewhere.
Oh, my gosh. See, is he even younger than I thought? So there you go. I mean, I'm selling him a little older than I should have.
Baseball years, he's on the wrong side of 30, but whatever.
He is. He's on the wrong side of 30, but he's been somewhat encouraging through his time at A-ball and then in AAA. So why not? Why not?
And according to...
You can do worse than have him up there in a pinch hit situation. It's not like he hasn't been there before.
Well, according to Patrick Saunders from the Denver Post, he's in the lineup today against the Padres. They play a matinee.
I think that's right.
Play a matinee against San Diego. And according to Patrick Saunders on Twitter, Denver Post Rockies beat reporter, first game back with Colorado since 2008. Matt Holliday back up again.
He was a part of that Rocktober. Of course, he made that very disputed slide at the plate that Bud Black, the Rockies' current manager, then the manager of the Padres, which had a hell of a season, by the way, he still maintains that he didn't touch the plate on that play, and that will be forever one of those things. But probably goes to the grave with him.
No replay then either.
No replay. The replay would seem to bear out Bud Black, but who knows? Who knows? It didn't matter. Rockies went on and lost in four straight games to the Red Sox.
Northern Trust golf tournament going on right now. Paramus, New Jersey. Paramus, New Jersey? Anyway, it's in New Jersey. There are a host of players, as they say, at four under par. Hideki Matsuyama has played the most holes. He's through 17, so he's almost done. Four under par. Tiger Woods, even par through 12.
Which is why we're even mentioning this, right?
Well, kind of. I would have mentioned it.
Come on.
It's a FedEx Cup thing.
Yeah, okay, maybe.
It's the playoffs, and it leads up to the Ryder Cup and whatnot.
All right.
And there's some good golfers in here, including Tiger Woods.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tie for 35th, even par through 12.
Thank God he's got his match with Phil organized.
Speaking of, let's talk about that for a second. Pay-per-view, that turned me off big time. Am I being a baby for that?
No, I don't think so, but I mean, it's... I guess it's kind of the way of the world. I'm not going to buy it. You're not going to buy it.
I
don't know who is going
to
buy it.
I mean, I may have to buy it just because it's my sports daily duty.
That's
the only reason why I watch any sport, you know, because I'm not really a sports guy. I'm forced to watch it. And I'll probably hand the receipt to Jackie, see if she'll take care of it.
Yeah, I'm sure Jackie will take that and say, "Oh yeah, sure, yeah, Shane. Sounds good.
Send this up to Chan.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Yeah, can you go ahead and get satellite TV too? We'll be happy to pay for that."
Ooh, now you're on to something. Well, anyway, so how much do you think it'll cost? $29.95?
$49.95? Yeah. It'll be more than $29.95.
That sucks.
I mean, that's your... I mean, the $29.95 is something you get out of a spray can that binds your, you know, your
okay.
Your
well,
drain pipes.
If I gotta pay, okay. If I gotta pay more than that, if it's closer to 50, then those guys better be mic'd up. They better be drinking beer. They better be making side bets. The caddies better be mic'd up. And there better be a suitcase full of $9 million in $100 bills sitting on the 18th green.
I think that that's a good picture. If that picture is painted, that'd be all right. That'd be pretty fun to watch.
Do it up.
I mean, Tiger and Phil left to just them being themselves, which generally is fairly entertaining anyway, isn't enough to watch a $9 million grudge match. I mean, please. Come on.
Especially since they like each other all of a sudden, you know?
Yeah, they're boys now.
Yeah, they kind of are.
They're kind of boys. Now, if, you know, whomever wins this thing takes that money and turns it around and donates it to
child I don't even care about that part. I just want to be thoroughly, like for however many hours, completely entertained by these two guys.
All right. Odds of that happening or what? Maybe... 50-50?
Odds of all of those things happening? I'd say I think there's a chance.
I mean, they need an executive producer that is creative as hell and can reach them both on the level of, hey, it needs to be more than just Tiger Woods playing Phil Mickelson. We need to have every bit of it. Because I'm with you. If you give us that kind of insight and that kind, then I'm okay with it. Then that would be kind of fun. It would be fun to hear their conversation, although mic'd up. You wonder whether you're getting the true deal. But it doesn't mean this is just fun for them.
It's a pay-per-view. I mean, you get to that basically gives them a license to say whatever they want.
You'd think,
right? By the way, Phil Mickelson just joined Twitter.
I'll follow him.
He's got 119,000 followers.
Yeah, I bet.
In one day.
Yeah, I'd follow him, I think. I kind of like Phil Mickelson.
I like him a lot more than I used to.
I know that that Phil, I think he's kind of had a little bit of a star-crossed path with the rest of the PGA rank and file. But I've always kind of liked him. I don't know what it is.
Well, it's probably his recklessness on the course, isn't it?
Well, he's a little roguish. Yeah, he's a little roguish. He's willing to try some things that are beyond my ability to comprehend. So just from a creative standpoint, the way to play the game, I do like the way that he plays and he tries some different things. So I do like that part. He's got a little bit of a swashbuckler in him, doesn't he? A little bit.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
Yeah,
no
doubt. He'll try some things. He'll go all for nothing. So yeah, I'm good.
I mean,
I'm good with Phil Mickelson.
He's the reason the rest of us try flop shots. You know that he can hit a golf ball pretty much straight up in the air that almost hits himself. You know, flopping balls over sand traps and he can hit the ball behind him if he wanted to. I mean, he's got the imagination and the guts that
he does.
Some other guys don't. And, I think that's a big reason why I'm okay with him. And he's kind of not softened. What's the word? Kind of shown a little bit more of being a human being, you know. And Tiger, too.
Yeah, both of them, which I think is kind of if you don't have it, right from the get-go, and you've kind of lived a professional life of being guarded, which I think certainly Tiger Woods has. Lefty's always been a little bit out there. I mean, he loves to bet. He loves a good. He's never walked by a good bet that he couldn't have fun with. In sums of money that none of us can relate to. So, which is fine. But Yeah, I would agree. I think both of them are likable people. They've turned into likable people. I'm not saying they always have been. Certainly, that would be ridiculous. But, I mean, if we're giving Tiger Woods the benefit of the doubt right now, don't we see a much more likable version of him than we saw even, 2 years ago when we were seeing mugshots of him and he was wandering around in a stupor and this, that, and the other thing? He seems to have things at least back under control, and on top of that, seems genuinely content, happy, and glad to be a part of something that obviously meant a great deal to him, and maybe he took a little bit for granted.
I think he's now come full circle. Even in admitting second place doesn't suck anymore, considering as recently as 2017, he wondered if he'd ever golf again. I would have thought, and this totally drives home the point, that Tiger Woods is bulletproof. Because now that he has softened a little bit, and he's not just a cyborg, cold-blooded killer on the golf course anymore, and yet we all still want to watch him play golf. Yeah. Nobody's dropping off necessarily, I don't think, because Tiger's not a killer anymore. We still watch because we want to see him win another tournament again. And those last two majors where he's been in contention and the ratings have gone through the roof, we'll watch Tiger do just about anything.
Will we? Will we watch him play a $9 million pay-per-view with Phil Mickelson? I'll be interested to see what the numbers look like on that.
Yeah, I will too. Well, you're a TV guy. Will they have commercials in this thing? You got plenty of time to sell that kind of thing, don't you?
Yes.
Or during a pay-per-view.
You could. I mean, if you've got a sponsor to offset, because there's production costs that go with this. So, that's fair. That's a fair question. And there's enough downtime that you could do. You're only talking about two guys.
Right.
And they're both walking up to the course.
They're both walking up to the ball at the same time. So after a tee shot, you could certainly take a 90-second break.
Yeah. I don't know.
So we'll see. So that is the Friday of Thanksgiving. That's when that's going to happen. And in case you missed it earlier, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, we talked about Shadow Creek Golf Course in Las Vegas will be televised on pay-per-view by Turner's Bleacher Report Live platform, in addition to DirecTV and AT&T UVerse. We have not settled on a price yet, so stay tuned for that. There was a thing on CBS Sports that ranked the 32 teams in the NFL the toughest to easiest road to Super Bowl 53. And it wasn't just strength of schedule. It wasn't just records. They kind of threw a lot of things into the pot here to determine how tough it'll be for your team, whichever team you follow, to get to Super Bowl 53. They basically looked at all the schedules, dissected all 512 regular season games, studied the Super Bowl odds, because, let's face it, guys in Las Vegas are smart. So why wouldn't you use that in your formula? Whoever's got the best Super Bowl odds according to the wise guys in Las Vegas. So, for example, they didn't weight W-E-I-G-H-T, the Cardinals playing the Packers the same as the Rams playing the Packers, because the Cardinals are a dome team and they have to go to Lambeau Field in December, where Aaron Rodgers never loses. On the other hand, the Rams host the Packers at home in October. So that's a different, you get the logic there, which I like.
Totally.
I mean, that works.
Isn't that part of breaking down matchups anyway? I mean, that would be one of the first things I'd look at, for goodness sake.
But when you talk about strength of schedule, it's like, okay, not every game's created.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay, that's fair.
So
yeah.
Anyway, I do like that. And then final part of their formula involves the first three games of the season, which is just common sense because we hear it all the time. If you go 3-0, you're probably going to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. If you go 0-3, you're not. I mean, the 92 Chargers, the 95 Lions, and the 98 Bills, the teams that started 0-3 and still made the playoffs. So on the other side of this break, when we come back, we'll kind of sift through, especially the AFC West. Let's find out the easiest and toughest roads or paths to Super Bowl 53 as compiled by the folks at CBSSports.com. I will say the toughest road is the New York Giants. They have the toughest. A total of 12 teams made the playoffs last year, and the Giants will be playing five of them over the first 7 weeks of the season.
Wow.
Yeah. So their schedule difficulty rating, according to this formula, is 106.75. So that's a little tease.
Yeah, the only problem with it is that it's all based on a year ago, and we all know these teams can change pretty dramatically from 1 year to the next. So anyway, back in a minute.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.